Blog Talk Radio.
Time it is, wherever you are, I appreciate you for giving me the time to listen to my show and put some sports knowledge in your ear. It's your man, Will. You're here in the fifth quarter sports show, where I like to give the disclaimer up front that five quarters is mathematically incorrect. I know that. But take the extra quarter, the extra period, the extra stanza, whatever. All right, I'm back on the air hopefully for I don't know how long, because I've been hung up on with this system for about the eighth time. So it is what it is. Technology failure, hey, I can't argue with it. It is what it is. So let's do what I was doing before I got hung up on. Back on the air last week for the first time in a very long time. Covered a lot of things in the sports world, basketball, football, baseball, college, all of that good stuff. So right now I am going to pick up on what's the current right now. And mainly that's just the NFL draft for the most part. And then it's the NBA playoffs. That's the biggest thing that's going on right now. But let me put this out here first. Obviously, we are having some technical issues. So if we get hung up on for some reason, stay with me. I'm going to finish the show. I'm going to be a trooper. I'll just hang up and call back as many times as it takes. If you are listening online, let me thank you, first of all, for doing that. You are welcome to call in at 347-989-8851. If you don't like to hear the sound of your voice or anything like that and just don't feel like talking, feel free to text in. We have a text line here, 678-369-3050, 678-369-3050. So I appreciate you guys listening. That's number one. Number two. I don't know which one I really want to get into first. I don't know if I want to get into the NFL draft or the playoffs. I think the draft will probably be the biggest news as of right now, since the draft is going on live right now. So the Cleveland Browns, who are perennial first-round top draft picks, had the number one and the number four pick. And a lot of people try to figure out where the Browns were going to go. And I think it was 2014, 2015, you know, they picked Johnny Manziel at quarterback. Then they picked the young man Zaire out of Notre Dame. They've had a lot of quarterbacks. They haven't had a steady draft pick, not draft pick, I should say, haven't had a steady quarterback since Bernie Kosar left. And I think Derek Anderson, who ended up backing up Cam Newton for a bunch of years, was the only one that actually led Cleveland to the playoffs. So Cleveland has actually taken a what they believe, hopefully, is a franchise quarterback to get them to the AKA promised land, I should say. Who's there? In the draft, so I don't know what's going to happen there, but, I mean, we just have to see. We just have to see what's going on there. Now, going through, taking a look, and I'm getting everything from ESPN as of right now, but that's what I'm filling out with. They they being Cleveland, pick Baker Mayfield with the number one pick. The number two pick was Sam Darnold to the, I'm lying, let me get this right. Saquon Barkley was the number two pick of the New York Giants. They got them a running back to go with Odell Beckham Jr. and Eli Manning. So they may be ready to get this kid if Eli is okay, hopefully my ass is back on the air. I'm not seeing anything on my screen right now, so I'm going to refresh. Hopefully I'm not just sitting here talking to no one. That would be damn embarrassing. But let me give this a shot. Take a look. There we go. I'm back. All right. So as I was saying, maybe the Giants be ready to give Davis Webb a shot at quarterback should Eli Flounder once he go ahead and retire, whenever he retires. The number three pick went to the Jets with Sam Darnold. Number four, Denzel Ward went to the Cleveland Browns. He was a defensive back. Bradley Chubb went to Denver. Quinn Nelson was an offensive lineman out of Notre Dame. He went to the Indianapolis Colts. Hopefully he'll be protecting Andrew Luck. Should Andrew Luck actually, well, let me take that back, Quinn Nelson. Yes. Should Andrew Luck actually get up and play some football this season? You know, he's been recovering from his injury, and he hasn't been out there yet. Number seven is Josh Allen. He went to the Buffalo Bills, and I have a story about Josh Allen that is kind of the Georgia Bulldogs got a draft pick into Chicago. Roquan Smith went to the Bears, the Niners. San Francisco 49ers took a offensive line of Mike McGlinchey. Josh Rosen was a quarterback that from UCLA went to the Arizona Cardinals. Minkah Fitzpatrick went to Miami. Vita Vea out of Washington went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Redskins selected De'Ron Payne. Marcus Davenport went to the Saints. Colton Miller went to the Raiders. Tremont Edmonds went to the Buffalo Bills as they moved up and traded. Derwin James out of Florida State went to the Chargers. Jair Alexander was the last pick that's just been made out of Louisville. He went to Green Bay, and right now the Dallas Cowboys are making their first draft pick in the first round. And keep in mind that the draft is in Dallas. They let Roger Goodell have it. They booed him. They thought that they would bring out some Cowboys greats to protect them, Troy Aikman and Roger Staubach and all these guys, man. But it didn't make a difference. They booed him seven ways from Sunday, and every time he comes out, they boo him. So, yeah, that's what happens when you basically kill the Cowboys season before it even gets halfway through by suspending Ezekiel Elliott with all the mess that you went through last year. Now, the Cowboys have made their pick. They have picked up linebacker Leighton Vander Esch out of Boise State. So he's probably going to be a guy that's going to be ready to play should they decide to move on for Sean Lee, who is very injury prone. So, yeah, you have to be ready for that. All right. Moving on, I'm going to be filling you in on these draft picks as long as I can while we're on the air. It's only going to be the first round, so it's only going to be like 32 picks. They're at pick 20 right now. So as long as I'm on the air, I'm going to be dropping in, giving you the draft picks, letting you know what's going on with that. That's number one. Number two, like I stated, we already are experiencing the technical issues. I believe it's because of the weather, some clouds and everything. So we may get cut off. Stay there. Don't hang up. We'll be back. Well, I'll be back. There's no we here. But I'll be back. And as I stated before, if you have a want to, you know, see,